Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football in Westwood One. Join Kurt Warner and me from the Arizona desert as Larry Fitzgerald and the Cardinals take on Brandon Marshall and the New York Jets. At 2-3, can Arizona build on last week's divisional win over the Niners? Or will the Jets get their season back on track? Join us to find out and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, the New York Jets and the Arizona Cardinals this Monday at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, Monday edition of the Gym Class, as we start a brand new week for you here on KGYM with your afternoon local programming block. As you heard at the top of the hour, the Big 12 says, nah, we're good. As far as expansion is concerned, we will get into that. We'll talk NFL football. We'll talk college football. Talk a little baseball with you as well. Michael Loss will be joining us coming up toward the bottom of the hour. All that coming up, as well as a Dr. Pepper prize pack for you to win here on KGYM on the Gym Class. From our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour. We'll be followed by the Afternoon Players Club from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And then coming up tonight for you, we've got a potpourri of sports action. We've got the Cyclone Call-In Show that comes up at 7 o'clock tonight, 7:05 to be exact, until about 8:30. That'll be on 1600 AM. As soon as that is completed, we will head on out to Toronto. And Game 3 of the American League Championship Series will join that in progress as the Toronto Blue Jays will look to get back into it against the Cleveland Indians. Tribe leading it 2-0 right now. Game 3 coming up tonight. And then we've got Monday Night Football coming your way, the New York Jets and the Arizona Cardinals from the desert. And we'll have that one on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tonight for you. And that will begin at 7 o'clock this evening. How you doing, Mark? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let's go play 9.
I'd rather play 18 today. Our colleague Rick Swan and I got some golf in this weekend. So.
As you should have, yeah.
Yeah. We missed you out there.
Well, I had work to do.
I know. I know you did, but it was a good weekend for golf, a great weekend today. Maybe a little windy. It was a little windy over the weekend as well, but hey, we don't have many of these days left. Get out and enjoy it as the temperature gets up close to the 80-degree mark here today. Kind of a late summer day, if you will. And the temperatures look like they're going to track down as we get toward the end of the week here anyway. So we have that to look forward to when we get home today, I guess.
Indeed. And it got a little warm in West Lafayette on Saturday as Daryl Hazel lost his job. And I don't know that anybody's super surprised about that, but you know, I said in the postgame show, and I think Todd and Tyler agreed that despite the fact that Kirk Ferentz put in the second team probably a little early, that Daryl Hazel's group didn't really quit.
No, they did not.
I didn't think he had really lost control of his players, but nevertheless, losing is losing, and Purdue has lost too much for the administration's sake, so I believe the receivers coach is taking over, running backs coach, one of those two, yeah.
Yeah. And we kind of, I know one of the questions posed on Before the Boom on Saturday morning was, is this the last time that Iowa will face Daryl Hazel?
Yeah.
We didn't think it was going to be quite that quick of a trigger, but yes, it was the last time. He just, it looked like a lost football team. Yes, they were coming off a win over Illinois, but Illinois is still Illinois. And we'll talk about this with Mike Loss coming up, but when you put four stinkers up in a row, you've only won, you know, less than a handful of Big Ten games throughout your career, and you do that on homecoming, and they're only probably at the end of that game, maybe 10 to 15,000 people in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those are not your fans in there. Something has to be done.
Yeah, I think Purdue only won one Big Ten home game in Daryl Hazel's tenure, and that just does not bode well for attendance or otherwise. So Purdue will move on. I don't think it's too bad a job, is it?
P.J. Fleck.
Can he row the boat in West Lafayette?
He can row the boat right down from Kalamazoo, man. Catch a left, go on down the Wabash, and bang, you're there.
Mm.
A right, I'm sorry. It'll be a right. on the Wabash. Kalamazoo to West Lafayette. He's going to be in the mix. You got to think he's going to be in the mix.
He's going to be mixed for many jobs, I think.
But I will say this. Probably one thing going against him, is Purdue going to go down that same road again? They just, Daryl Hazel was a Mid-American Conference coach. I think that's one thing that is against P.J. Fleck. You're right. P.J. Fleck's going to get a good job when he wants it. And I don't think it's going to be Purdue, though. I was just kidding. I don't think it's going to be Purdue. I don't think it's a good fit down there. But I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about the weekend? What do you think about the sports world? 319-366-1600. That is our Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. Again, you can reach out to us right there. And again, that is 319-366-1600. Thank you very much to Jerry Ask for helping us out with that. You can check them out online at jkainvest.com. Trusted advice for your financial future. And we do appreciate them helping out with us on the text line.
Announcement at 5:30 Central Time today from the Big 12 Conference on debating whether to expand or not, and it's already leaking out that the Big 12 leaders are going to decide not to expand at this point. That's a subject of our poll question today. KGYMradio.com. Did the Big 12 make the right call in not expanding? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's.
What say you?
I think it's a good decision. I don't think there's two teams that would enhance the conference's profile right now. You know, you talk about such schools as BYU and Houston and others, and all have a ward or two, I think. I think the next expansion may be perhaps from schools that either grow dissatisfied with their current conference situation, be it a Big Ten team, ACC team, Pac-12, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right now for the Big 12 to expand.
Yeah, the internet story, I think about a week ago, that Nebraska was thinking about heading back to the Big 12, etc. I don't see that happening. And I agree with you. I think it is a good move by the Big 12 to stay pat at this time. You didn't have that school that was going to move the needle. To be honest with you, I don't think Tom Herman's staying at Houston very long. And no, he is not going to Purdue either. He's going somewhere he's going to get a boatload of money and do a good job. And I don't know where that program is right now. Maybe it's USC down the line. Who knows? Notre Dame would be foolish, even though I think they're 2-5, to get rid of Brian Kelly at this point. Even though he's seemingly more interested in getting in shouting matches with coaches from other teams than worrying about the progress of his team. But I don't think Brian Kelly should be shown the door at Notre Dame with all the success that they have had. Does Tom Herman end up in Austin, Texas? Who knows? But Texas had a pretty good second half on Saturday night against the Iowa State Cyclones.
Indeed. And regarding to Big 12 expansion, 4702 on the text line, Big 12 should not be eligible for the playoffs until they get a championship game.
It's coming next year.
Yeah. It's 2017. Big 12 will have a championship game. 6739. Big 12 needs to add North Dakota State. Already has wrestling in it. And BYU.
North Dakota State, by the way, lost Saturday.
South Dakota State.
To South Dakota State at home at the Fargo Dome.
NDSU would have to build a bigger stadium.
NDSU is not going to the Big 12.
I think it only seats 20,000 for football.
Right around maybe a little bit over 20,000. No, not coming to the Big 12.
Not going to happen.
And Fargo-Moorhead is not exactly the world's greatest television market.
No.
Nothing against it. We love Fargo. You have a daughter in Fargo.
I do indeed. And you can't get there from here.
No, you cannot. And it's a long way.
I looked last night. Can't get there from here. Joel and Muscatine, regarding to the Purdue job, how about Brock Spack? Makes sense to me. Competent head coach who bleeds Purdue culture.
Purdue ties. I think he's in there. I think he's one that they will take a long look at. They're not going to go the MAC route again. It could be offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator route of a Power 5 team. I got to think so. You got to know that it's a different mindset in the state of Indiana as far as football is concerned. You have Notre Dame. Indiana football does not move the needle. You have football at two institutions that basically play basketball and that's it.
Well, Indiana never has been a football culture, but Purdue was at one time.
They were at one time, but basketball will always be king in West Lafayette.
I suppose.
It's always going to be king in West Lafayette. Football's not really a big sport in Indiana. I mean, Indiana's first thing you think of when you think of the state of Indiana, you think of basketball. You also think of racing. That's their big thing in the offseason. They just not a big football culture in the state of Indiana. And I don't know if anyone's going to go into West Lafayette and change that a whole lot. Joe Tiller did for the most part, but he was still playing second fiddle to Gene Cady all those years.
Did Purdue have no choice but to fire Darryl Hazel? Is that going to change? I know that the new facilities are on the way, and they're not committed to having a football program once again.
True.
Perhaps Darryl Hazel was not the right fit. Certainly his record would suggest
new
that.
New AD coming in.
New AD coming in. He wants to put his stamp on things. So I guess they probably didn't have a choice, did they?
I don't think they had a choice. When you get... What's the first thing you look at, Mark, when you're talking about making a change as far as a coach is concerned? What's the first sign that you could be in trouble? No one coming to your games.
Right. And if AD gives you a vote of confidence.
That's number
you
two.
You know you might be in trouble.
Maybe that's 1A and 1B out there. I don't know. Let us know what you think. 319-366-1600. We have a Dr. Pepper prize pack we're going to be giving away today and all through the week. And we love Dr. Pepper here on the program. You're going to get a 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper, 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag, including one of our famous KGYM pint glasses for you to enjoy. And check out more at our website at KGYMradio.com.
3378 on the text line. What's Les Miles going to do?
Not go to Purdue. I can tell you that. Les Miles is going to get a job. And he's going to get a good job.
He said in the past couple of weeks he wouldn't mind being in the television business either. But Les Miles is a football coach.
Is a football coach.
74-90. Yes, Purdue had to fire Hazel. They just stunk and were not competitive for 4 years.
That game was just not good for Purdue on Saturday. I mean, Iowa carved them up like a Thanksgiving turkey. Iowa may have put their second team in too quickly. Who knows? That's up for conjecture. But and Purdue had a couple of key defensive players out, probably their best two defensive players, but
good
still,
point.
That was not a good football team
no.
that Iowa played. Which leads me to my next point. I still don't know how good Iowa is up to this point.
You're going to find out Saturday as Wisconsin comes to town, and I told you before we went on the air watching that Ohio State-Wisconsin game Saturday night, my thought was, Iowa's in trouble.
Wisconsin is a pretty darn good,
and they got their offense on track finally as well against the one of the best defenses in the Big Ten and the country. So, Badgers come in. How beat up are they going to be? They played Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State back to back to back. Now Iowa, I think following that is Nebraska, something like that. It's been quite a gauntlet, but. Wisconsin's come through it fairly well, beating Michigan State and losing close games to Michigan and Ohio State.
Iowa depth chart coming out today, and Cole Croston not on the depth chart. He's not listed, but George Kittle is listed. He is listed as the number one tight end. So, obviously, he was in a walking boot on Saturday, obviously just a precautionary measure, because you got to think that if he wasn't up there, or if he couldn't go on Saturday, they wouldn't have him listed as number one.
I think we've
guy.
Had an update on Boone Myers either, who left the field at Purdue.
But he is put on, I believe, was on the depth chart,
is
right?
He? Okay.
I believe so. I'd have to double check on that. But I know Cole Croston is not.
Well, Croston was on the depth chart last week and didn't dress.
That's
so
true.
That's how much the depth chart is of use.
This is not like the NFL where you're going to get fined if you are misleading.
Kirk Ferentz worked for Belichick.
He did. That's true. He did. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class, Monday edition here on KGYM. Of course, last night, baseball, hope you enjoyed it, not only last night, but over the weekend as well. Cubs and the Dodgers are now tied at a game apiece. Clayton Kershaw handcuffed the Cubs last night after the Cubs got the grand slam, the pinch hit 0-2 pitch grand slam from Miguel Montero on Saturday night.
Lay it down the middle, Joe Blanton, 0-2 pitch.
I really hope that was a mistake. Instead of that looked like something that the Southsiders would do right there. 0-2, bases are juiced. I got this. Boom. There it goes.
Couldn't have split the plate better.
Oh, man. And he made him pay for it.
He did. He did, very much so. And Kershaw was amazing. I mean, on short rest, to see him do what he did, and then Jansen putting it away with two solid innings of relief, the Dodgers were just a tick better than the Cubs. Kyle Hendricks pitched wonderfully and didn't get anything after 5 1/3 or 5 2/3 inning, was whatever it was. I mean, he was terrific. Gonzalez is the only guy who really got to him. Dodgers had 3 hits, one of them by Kershaw.
Got a couple of big double plays.
Yeah.
Hendricks did, but hey, he coaxed him to hit into it at that point. So, you know, we'll see. Kershaw, like you said, is just amazing. I don't know, 3 days rest, and of course he threw 2/3 of an inning in there in the middle of that.
About 20 pitches, I think. Maybe not that much.
How this is going to play out in a guy who has been injury prone in the past, in the next couple of years, we shall see. But you don't get many opportunities to get to the World Series.
Right.
And Dave Roberts and the Dodgers, I think, are looking at that picture and trying to take advantage of it. You got to think Kershaw. These next two games, very critical for the Chicago Cubs, because you got to think Kershaw is going to come back on 3 days rest again in Game 5.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess. I haven't seen, I'll look at it during the break here, but I have not seen exactly the pitching rotation set up for the two teams yet. But my thinking is, if he went out and did that, he's going to do it again. You're going to try to get 3 times for Kershaw to be out in the mound if you're the Los Angeles
Dodgers. I think that's all on Kershaw, because I don't think Dave Roberts had any intention of using Roberts in relief against the Giants. And I think Kershaw just went to his, said, I'm going down the bullpen. You need me? Call my name. And he did. And was brilliant there. And I think it's all going to be on Kershaw and how he feels. And Roberts will react from that.
But I expect to see him coming in Game 5 and getting the ball for that one. So
depends on where the next two games go.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
We'll see. We'll see. 321. By the way, Boone Myers is in the depth chart for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Okay. Kittle and Myers both in there. All right. We will take a break. 321 on the Gym Class Monday edition. When we come back, Michael Oss will join us. And we will talk Iowa-Purdue, no more Daryl Hazel, Big 12, not expanding, and other things from the weekend with Mike. We'll do it after this. You're listening to the Monday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way right here on KGYM.
Football is a fast and rough-and-tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
You know that winning on the football field means giving 110%.
Just like winning on the field of business travel, La Quinta Inns and Suites totally gets that.
So make it a part of your game plan to book direct at LQ.com for La Quinta's lowest price guarantee.
Then next time you hit the road for business, don't let the road hit back.
Score a great night's rest knowing you got La Quinta's best price.
So you can wake up, suit up, and go make that deal 110% better.
Prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Did some checking. Right now, the Dodgers have Maeda listed in game number 5.
That's like the Iowa depth chart. Don't read too much into it. Any depth chart. I don't mean to pinpoint Iowa, but...
You said it, not me, man.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Coming up tonight, we have the Cycle Call-In Show, 7 o'clock, 7.05 to be exact, 1600 a.m., followed by Cleveland and Toronto. That is game number 3. And then on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM tonight, we have Monday Night Football, as it'll be the New York Jets taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Guy who was in West Lafayette over the weekend, I don't know if he stuck around afterwards to help Daryl Hazel pack or not, but that is Michael Oss, the esteemed sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Also, give him a follow at Halas on Twitter. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Beautiful day outside. We all should be outside, man.
Why don't you down here in Greensport Park with me?
We can do the show down there.
Jeez, I'm sitting here by myself.
Did Purdue have a choice on Hazel?
A choice? I don't think so. It used to be the colleges would wait until seasons were over to do this dirty work, but now more and more you start to see athletic directors not wait. I think the thinking is, let's get a head start on figuring out who's available and who's not, and let's try and get Coach X, Y, or Z before, maybe teams in November or December need a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were there, obviously, at Ross-Ade Stadium on Saturday. It wasn't full to begin with, and there weren't too many folks that were backing Purdue there at the end. And that was...
Scott, I'll tell you what it was like there. I called Purdue earlier in the week, and I asked what time the game was. And they said, what time can you get here?
But they had no choice, like Mark said, I believe. But when you have that sort of performance on homecoming again, you got to make a move. But what does Purdue do? We were talking about the fact that it's, Joe Tiller did turn around a little bit, but that's a basketball school. They're always going to put basketball first over there.
Yeah, and I guess they've got better facilities on the horizon, but as we were walking to the stadium Saturday, it's easy for the thought to cross your mind, why would a top recruit choose to come here instead of some of the other places in the Big Ten? I couldn't answer the question.
From an Iowa standpoint, what were your thoughts? And then please include the time at which Kirk Ferentz put in the second teams.
I thought they played a great game, the first team. I mean, the opponent wasn't any good. We all know it. But to me, it looked like when an Ohio State or a Michigan plays a bad team. They don't mess around. They step on their throat immediately. They establish dominance from the get-go. That's been a big criticism of Ferentz's program from time to time to time over the years, is they play to the level of their competition, good or bad. Well, they didn't do that in this game, and I know that the Scrubs gave up, what seemed like a hurricane of points in a short period of time, but forget that. I mean, it was meaningless. It wasn't meaningless to the coaches, I'm sure, but the number ones buried Purdue, just buried them, did everything you would have wanted them to do. And so from that point of view, to me, it was improvement, and that's what you're looking for. That's what everybody was looking for 2 weeks ago. Are they going to get better? And over the last 2 weeks, Yes, they have.
Yeah, they really have. And Iowa's ground game was, that was an A-plus effort. And I don't care who the opponent is across the line. You run for that many yards, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And once you're establishing something, it's like, okay, I think that pays off in November when in October you finally put it together like that. But, I'll swing the other way and play devil's advocate. Maryland rushed for 400 yards against Purdue. So it's a bad defense, and they were playing without their best defensive lineman named Replogle. But they didn't mess around. The first play of the game, 28 yards, Daniels. And the way they executed on offense, it's like, okay, this is 2015 again. Now, if they can have anything within the same area code like that against Wisconsin, then we'll know whether or not they've really turned a corner.
Well, we know the quality of competition or lack thereof up till now, but teams remaining on the schedule are combined 22-8, including Wisconsin coming in. Badgers already with two losses in the division, but I don't know if you got home in reasonable enough time to catch anything on the Ohio State Wisconsin game, but as I said,
that's a good one. Yeah, they could have played that twice, and I still wouldn't have been home.
Are you kidding me?
No, Mark, you forgot what it's like, didn't you?
God, we never.
You go with them, and then you go to work. I know you got your call-in show where Iowa tells you, the people of Iowa tell you what you didn't know. But then that's over with and you're done. I mean, we're just getting started. And then the drive home, we're not talking about, this isn't North Liberty. There's a little drive involved.
I didn't know you drove back in the day when we had a pretty good staff. We were flying everywhere.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who are still questioning some of your accounting. Back then, but that's a whole different show.
Some people.
You flew comfortably, my man. So, well, my point was going.
I know that when we did take those planes, that it was all. It wasn't. We've got a. Two tickets to West Lafayette. We had two chances to West Lafayette.
That's true.
Well, my point was, watching Wisconsin, at least to me, I thought I was in trouble.
Well, I haven't seen the game, so I don't pretend I can speak with any authority on it. Listen to it on the satellite radio coming home, and everything I've read about it and the highlights I've seen, it looks like it was one of the great Big Ten games in a long time, and it takes two to make a great game, and Ohio State was very lucky to win that game. I mean, I hate to use the word lucky, but they could very easily have lost.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you said about Wisconsin's right on the button. That's a good ball club, and it's a team that's played four top 10 teams this season, which is four more than Iowa's played. I'm saying FBS now. And so these are guys that are battle-tested and confident and capable, and coming into Kinnick, which is going to be quite hostile Saturday, I don't think it's going to faze them, although they do have a freshman quarterback, and when he went to Michigan in his first start, he kind of was flustered, but he made some nice plays in that game against Ohio State at some point.
He did, and the Wisconsin defense was very, very good. Ohio State made some good adjustments at halftime to come out and get the lead and eventually get the win in that game. But that is a stout defense. It's the best defense Iowa's going to face up to this date. No offense to North Dakota State.
Oh, no. And that's what's interesting is you talked about the quality of the schedule ahead. Well, this is what we've been waiting for. Is Iowa a division title contender or not? We don't know. We do know they could be, but it's all TBA, to be announced. Will what kind of performances are they going to give at home against Wisconsin and Michigan and Nebraska? And, of course, you go to Penn State in the middle of that, which is, you know, that could be a trap too. But those three home games, those three teams are all in the top 10 right now. So there is a lot to look forward to here in the next five games.
Are you surprised at all about Nebraska's start, Mike?
Well, they haven't. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to, what, 6-0 or 7-0?
6-0. 6-0. Mm-hmm.
It's tough to be 6-0. And they snuck past Oregon. I mean, they outplayed Oregon, but they barely won that game at home. And they held on by the hairs of their chinny-chin-chin at Indiana Saturday. I thought that was a great win for them. I would have picked Indiana to win that game. I mean, I think Indiana's a pretty decent team. And to beat them on the road, that was a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
But Nebraska's got the meat of its schedule ahead, too. After this week, they play Purdue at home, but then they go to Ohio State. And they've still got to go to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that backwards. I'm sorry. They've got... they go to, I think it's Wisconsin and Ohio State back-to-back weeks on the road. That's right.
That's correct.
So, if you lose both of those, you know, which I think most people would think that they would, then they've got a lot of work to do left. But I know people over there are pretty happy because 6-0 is 6-0.
And they'll be unhappy and want their coach fired if they lose this Saturday, certainly.
Yeah, but they've got the look of a team that knows what it's doing again, and it's been a while.
Mike Halas joining us at 3:35, Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. The nuts and bolts of your column today, a very good one, kind of featuring Iowa versus Wisconsin. This has turned into one of the Big Ten's best rivalries, and this thing is just... there's not going to be any spread offenses or anything. This is old time football, and that's the way it should be when two Midwest states like that get together with Iowa and Wisconsin. This one is this is not your Nintendo game or Xbox or anything like that coming up on Saturday.
No, this is your father's Big Ten football game. The trophy's a bowl, and it's pretty appropriate because that's what this is who's got more bowl in them. And the visiting team has won the last five times, which is weird, but I think it just goes to show that it's, you know, the series is 44-43 with a few ties in there. Both the last 10 times they played, they're 5-5. They are just, and have been for a long time, very similar programs. And it seems like if one's not really good, the other one is. So this is, to me, this is a West Division elimination match. If Wisconsin loses, it's got three losses, and I don't think there's any coming back from that.
No.
Plus Iowa would have the tiebreaker over it. But if Iowa loses, and with the schedule that Iowa still has, I think it looks pretty bleak for the Hawkeyes if they don't win Saturday. So what we have now after seven games that weren't incredibly compelling, it's a pretty good eighth one.
I want to get your thoughts, Mike, on Iowa's running backs, Akram Wadley and LaShawn Daniels. And I noticed in the Iowa release today they're calling them the action backs. Maybe a reach, maybe not, but these two guys.
It's a reach.
There's no maybe.
These two guys have been extremely productive, and I want to get your thoughts about their usage.
Well, I would say masterful by Iowa's offensive coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like they know how to pick the spots of when to use one, when to use the other, and they're not wearing either one down to a nub.
Are those two as unselfish as they seem in person?
Well, you never know, but they're both very likable guys. They're both, when you walk up to them, you know that you're going to get, you'll get good copy. They're not the same personality. Wadley's a bit more of a free spirit, but it serves kind of like the way they play, you know? Daniels is Mr. 220 pounds of oomph, and Wadley's got a bit more, you know, high step in him. However, the more that we've seen him this year, the more you think, hey, Daniels can do that too, and mm-hmm. look, Wadley can do that too. And it's as good a 1-2 running back combination as Iowa has had, I think, since maybe 2002.
Yeah, and that was a pretty good era.
They had a good combination last year, too, but that was more of a trio than anything else.
Right. But I mean, look, both of these guys are over 80 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, if you'd been offered that at the start of the season, it's, you know, no questions asked, you'd take it.
Were you surprised? It hasn't come out officially yet. It will in less than 2 hours. But were you surprised at all? The Big 12 will not be expanding. They're going to be staying with this hand of 10.
It kind of sounded like that was the way it was going to go, and it's a bad look for the league because they had this dog and pony show for the last several weeks, and they have Bob Bowlesby right now is probably talking to one of the 11 schools that got rejected, and some of the schools that were in on that list. Are you kidding me? You know, did you think the Big 12 was going to take Tulane or Air Force?
Wasn't sure Big 10 was going to take Rutgers. So
I know, but you know, when you're talking about the schools on the Big 12's list, there was not that school that okay, they don't have a great football tradition, but they've got this fantastic untapped market for television sets and so forth. I don't know. If it were me, I think I would have said BYU, come on in for football only, and we'll take Houston too, and we'll have the 12, and we'll be on even footing with all these other Power 5 conferences, more or less. And with 10 teams, I think they're still kind of the, you know, the poor cousins to the other four leagues.
And it's interesting to see if any more dominoes are going to fall. With this not happening, you never say never. Eventually it is going to happen. But I think in the near future here, next 5 or 10 years, I think personally everything is going to stay the way it is.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's not like the Big 12 is starving.
No.
Bob Bowlesby executed some very nice television deals. And those, I mean, you look at Iowa State, for instance, they are so much better off financially in athletics than they were a few years ago. I mean, it's light years. So they've got sweetheart TV deals, and they do have their own big piece of geography in this country that's significant. I mean, Texas and Oklahoma are pretty good players when it comes to college football. And, you know, Kansas and several other schools in that conference are well-established basketball powers. It's not a minor league. But I think they're going to have to get to 12 at some point, or they got to beware of vultures. You know, will somebody try to poach Kansas in the future, or Texas, even with the Longhorn Network, which is the reason that nobody wants Texas right now? But maybe if they kind of put that Longhorn Network thing to bed whenever the contract's done in that. So I, you know, as you said, dominoes will fall. Jim Delaney, I believe, will not leave the Big 10 in 2020, as he has said he's going to, without maybe one more big move.
Well, Coast 17th in the country.
Yeah, you know, put a little money at more, just, you know, put another deck out there at Clark Field and we'll see what happens.
Mark, you got some funds?
Perfectly fine in Division 3.
Hey, but I mean, you could call this pandering, but let's take a second and what was it? Warburg Central and Dubuque back to back. They knocked off.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, a really good feel good story. We're going to talk to Coach Staker on Wednesday, and get his thoughts on that Dubuque win. But, yeah, to do that in this conference, which is a very good Division III football conference, you're playing some good football. And Trevor Heitland with 51 carries, that's truly amazing. That was a school record for Coe on
1238
Saturday.
On the text line. Wonders if Purdue knows about Tyler Staker.
1238, that's a good one.
God, I hope you're flying to Penn State a couple weeks, Mike.
Yeah, we are, but then we're driving to Altoona.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. So yeah. You're not going right into State College then?
Well, flying into State College, yeah, but what they get for hotel rooms on football weekends, you're not getting your money's worth.
No.
Seriously, is that kind of a pivotal game now, no matter what happens in the Wisconsin game? Because it'll be a week off, and then you travel to the furthest point in the Big Ten to play a Penn State team at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like every week we reset the narrative. You'll say this is such and such is a must-win game, and it's a make-or-break game, and then the game is played, and, oh, wait, now there's another game.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, sure. I mean, let's say they beat Wisconsin, and they're only 3-point underdogs. All right. I mean, Wisconsin's good, but we're not talking about Alabama. I mean, Wisconsin beat Georgia State by one score, so anything can happen. So let's say they beat Wisconsin. Okay, you got to go beat Penn State, or if you lose to them, you've undone what you did the week before, or the game before, I should say. So you're right. I mean, that could be a very big game, too. But the only way it becomes a very big game is if they win Saturday.
You catch what Kershaw did last night?
Yeah. Surgical.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Special talent.
To do it on
now,
3 days.
I'm told that he's not going to pitch game three, so that's a good thing.
Don't count him out.
Yeah, I know. Really, they got a day off.
You know, all seriousness, if...
they need an out.
It's probably not going to rain in L.A., but it could rain sometime in Chicago. It may snow by the end of the series. You never know. So add another day off in there. So strange things happen.
I still think the Cubs win that series.
I do, too.
Yeah. But Rizzo and Russell, one of those two needs to get a hit.
Would help.
That would help them. That would help them, indeed. South Dakota State can beat Iowa by how many now?
Well, you know, Illinois State beat Northwestern, and Northwestern beat so-and-so, but Alabama would beat all of them.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good. But they're going to get tested this Saturday. A&M's no slouch either. That'll be a...
Yeah, I know. And Tennessee was going to test Alabama, too.
No, I never said that.
A lot of people did.
I had Alabama winning that one by more than 12.5. But
the nice thing about Alabama games are at halftime, you can then go do something else. You know?
Unlike West Lafayette.
Oh, all right. Mike, anything to talk about up at thegazette.com that you'd like people to take a look at?
Yeah, I guess so. This morning I posted something that Las Vegas has lines on 4 of Iowa's remaining 5 games, and Iowa's not favored in any of the 4.
Mike, you do a great job of the podcast. I want to ask you about your one with David Faraday. Was it what you expected?
It was. But the only bad thing about it was he was pinched for time because he was in Latrobe, Pennsylvania that morning, and that was the day he was there for Arnold Palmer's memorial service. So it wasn't as much time as he might have been able to give me normally. But it was, I enjoyed it very much.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have been more gracious, and he didn't know me. We'd never met, and was very classy. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was good, and if you haven't heard it, go stop by and take a listen to it. Even if you're not a golf fan out there,
right? And that's the thing is you don't need to be a golf fan to enjoy him because I mean, we didn't talk. We talked some about golf. That was just a couple days after the Ryder Cup was over. But he's got a one-man show that he does around the country, and he's going to be doing it in Davenport later this month. And I don't think much of it at all is about golf.
No.
This is a guy who's been to the bottom personally and still fights the demons all the time. You know, I think he takes 14 different pills a day to combat depression and some of the other things he has. And it didn't destroy him. He has found this niche in American life, and he moved here from Ireland and is like, if there's anybody who talks up the United States more than this guy, I'm not sure I've met him.
Yeah, he's big into helping with the military, all branches of the military. A really good guy.
Right.
Fascinating
right.
guy.
I
yeah.
mean, his work with wounded veterans, it's a lot of people talk a good game when it comes to patriotism and how much they love America. This guy who wasn't even born here comes here and he walks the walk.
Yeah. All right, Mike, appreciate it. And we will talk with you coming up next Monday.
Look forward to it.
Thanks,
right.
Mike.
Thanks, Mike. 3:49 here on the Gym Class, KGYM. We're going to take a break, come back. We have the results of the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 that we must get to, and we will do that after this.
Imagine not having a care in the world about your plumbing and heating system. With Master Plumbing, join the Green Club, and you can say it with confidence. Master Plumbing Green Club members get 3 free visits a year to check your heating, cooling, and plumbing systems. No service fees, no after-hour fee, and priority scheduling if and when there is a problem. There's even 10% off regular service fees all year long. So while it may not be a problem now, joining Master Plumbing's Green Club is also no problem. Just go to MasterPlumbingCR.com. Join and get in the green.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's time to top off, flush, or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for O'Reilly Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $7.99 a gallon. Protect your engine with O'Reilly Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $7.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Look at this one I caught. That fishing trip was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone.
I'm telling you, buddy, come work for Mediacom like me, and you can afford fishing trips, a motorcycle, all that stuff.
My job's okay.
Right. You never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom, I meet a lot of people, and I know the harder I work, the more I'll make.
You do make it sound pretty good.
It is good. MediacomCable.careers, man. Just saying.
Live the life and get the stuff you want. Apply now to be a direct sales representative at MediacomCable.careers.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
3:52, back with you here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk Iowa, Wisconsin with the Badger perspective. And we'll do that on the program. And then Cal Eldred's going to join us as well, talk about the Major League Baseball playoffs. Coming up on Wednesday, Tyler Staker of the 17th-rated unbeaten Cohawks. And Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will be joining
Undefeated in his young career at 7-0.
That's not bad. That's as good as it gets at this point. And Co with the big win over Dubuque on Saturday up at Chalmers Field in Dubuque. All right, right now we have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away out there. We're going to go caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. You're going to get yourself a Dr. Pepper prize pack. 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper. 12-pack of delicious diet Dr. Pepper. Also some Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag as well. Alex will get your information. Caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. Yes, we talked about Co. We're going to hear more about them coming up on Wednesday. That was the good story besides Iowa of the weekend locally. Other than that, man alive. Mark Farley needs to get rid of this evil, dark shadow that is trailing him right now, because that is the at least the second last-minute loss this year for the UNI Panthers, and that occurred over in Youngstown, Ohio on Saturday night.
Yeah, I know. That's a tough situation for UNI. But listen, this is a tough league. We talked about South Dakota State knocking off the defending national champions, North Dakota State, and then there are others in that league. You mentioned Youngstown State. Very good football program. I know the APC will have Gary Reim on later in the week to discuss his perspective, but that's what happens when you have a really, really tough league. You're going to lose some games like that, and unfortunately, UNI is going through that right now.
Yeah, they are, and it's unfortunate. It's too bad. Still plenty of time to turn around. Missouri State comes in this Saturday. It's an early game. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. We are not exactly sure of our Saturday lineup here. Depends on how the baseball goes this week. Iowa State football is off. Probably a good time for the Cyclones because the last 2 weeks, of course, were terrific as far as being in the games at Oklahoma State and against a top 15 team in Baylor. We're ahead against Texas for most of that first half, and then the Longhorn offense and Bouchel got going in the second half.
Yep, up 6-3 at the half, I believe. But Iowa State's offense was not what it was the previous two games, and that was the Cyclones' undoing, I think. And this is a perfect week to have off and then try to go get Kansas State after that.
Yeah, and that is going to be an 11 o'clock game that was announced earlier on today in Ames. 11 o'clock game a week from Saturday as Iowa State will host the Kansas State Wildcats. K-State, not great shakes offensively. Going into Saturday, they had the Big 12's number one rated defense, but they got taken apart a little bit by Oklahoma.
They did, yeah.
In Norman on Saturday. We took some people apart this weekend. Ooh, how about that for a segue, huh?
What'd you call it before the show? Separation Saturday.
Could have been
on
Separation
the Carl and
Saturday
pick
early
six?
On in the pick six. The Carl and Ernie's pick six. Yeah, all the separation is up to five games, so maybe that's a little bit premature.
Probably pump the brakes a little bit on that because things can turn in a hurry.
Yes, they can.
Based on our picks. But it was a good week for the gym class, led by Scott Unash, winning the weekly award with a 4-2 record. Whoever hitched on to
I was top
Scott.
Pick too, by the way.
You're the top one, and why not? You won 2 weeks ago.
I'm two out of three now.
Somebody won a $30 gift certificate from Carl and Ernie's. Alex and I were both 3-3, and the entire panel, Todd, Tyler, and Sean, for the APC, went 2-4.
Nobody on lunch serious lunch watch.
Results
this week.
In a four-game swing for the gym class. We are now five games up on the season. No individual is at or above 500 on the panel. You and I, Scott, are leading the way at 19-21.
Way to go. Way to go, Delta House Pledge class. Patrick from Iowa City, by the way, our Dr. Pepper Prize Pack winner. Thank you, Patrick, for calling in.
Jimmy the Greek, we are not.
No, we don't have to worry about
that. At least this
that.
Week. But we'll have another round of Carl and Ernie's Pick Six coming up later in the week, Thursday, I think.
Thursday,
we'll do that.
Yep.
And see if we can widen the gap anymore.
Yeah, we'll see. We gave away Dr. Pepper. Last week, we gave away Little Caesars Pizza, 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 Pizza. APC is going to be doing that this week. Your chance to win a hot, out-of-the-oven, fresh and delicious Little Caesars Hot and Ready Classic Pizza. Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, all the way through the corridor. They will have that coming up on the APC. That will be coming up next. And I know they'll talk to John Walters coming up about that Iowa State-Texas game and get his thoughts
perhaps
on that.
Perhaps Big 12 expansion as well.
Big 12 expansion. What his
or
thoughts
lack thereof.
Are, or lack thereof, yes. Big 12 not expanding. That is the big story of the day. More on that with John Walters and the APC coming up next right here on KGYM. We'll talk Wisconsin-Iowa tomorrow. We'll also talk with Cal Eldred. So join us at 3 tomorrow on the gym class KGYM.
First time skydiving!
Sure is!
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump!
Oh, wait! Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea!
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but...